Thank you for calling Family First After Hours Line. Please remain on the line for the next available customer care specialist.
For quality assurance purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Good morning, Family First LLC Answering Service. Lily speaking. How may I help you?
Good morning, today. How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing well. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm not doing all right this morning. I'm getting ready to go to work. For whatever reason, I didn't receive my paycheck.
Okay.
And I double checked with you guys yesterday. I sent my bank information because I told you, the lady, that the account that I pulled earlier, which was last 2 weeks ago, that account gave me a little bit of situation, and I'm still working on getting that paycheck. This paycheck, I told the lady, I filled the application on Tuesday. My Wells Fargo account, which I had first.
Okay.
So allow me
to take some information, and we will relay this for you. May I have your first name, please?
T-E-N-N-E-H-K-A-K-A-Y. I work for Ms. Renee.
Okay, one moment, please. Your first name, T-E-N-N.
E-H.
E-H. Thank you. And your last name, please, Tenny?
K-A-K-A-Y. K-K.
K-A-K-A-Y. K-K?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. K-K, good morning. Your phone number, please?
267-845-7239.
Okay, you gave us way too many numbers.
445.
Okay, well, that's the number you're calling from. So start all over.
Okay, so that's one of my numbers. So you can...
Okay, make sure you give the number you want to get a call back on.
Okay, well, that would be the 267. I'm going to put up, please, in a minute. 267-845-5836.
Thank you. That's 267-845-5836.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there an extension to your number, Ms. KK?
That would be the 445-308-7239.
Ma'am, what are you giving me now? I asked for an extension. Are you giving me?
That's the
You
extension.
Have an extension
yes,
to that number?
Yeah, that's the extension. But you can just call me on this one. This is what I'm using. That one is my husband's number.
267-845-5836.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have if you have caller ID block, please disengage it with *87. Is this the first message you're leaving today or second, please, Ms. KK?
This is the first message I'm calling this morning.
Thank you. One moment. So it doesn't have to do with the patient, correct? You're calling regarding your paycheck.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Stop.
And this is for auto deposit?
Say that again, ma'am?
It's auto deposit?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a deposit. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. And you said you filled out paperwork for this on Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am. I filled it out on Tuesday.
Okay, we will relay this message and they'll give you a call back. Thank you for calling. I will relay this message.
You know when that's going to be because I have to be at work at 8 o'clock. And I don't have no way to get to work because I don't have no money on me.
Okay, so we're the end. Now you put in an office message for that. That's for the office, for your paycheck. Now, are you calling that you're not going to work now?
I'm not going to work. I'm just calling that I don't have no money to go around. So I just want to know when I'm going to get a call back and if I have to, keep calling or just wait till you guys call me?
Well, we relay the message. And then they'll give you a call back. So make sure you answer all calls, even if you don't recognize the number.
All righty. Thank you.
So do you want to put your patient's name in then?
Her name is Renee Wood, but I can call
her. One moment. Let me go back to the message. One moment, please. You said her name is Renee, R-E-N-E-E?
R-E-N-E-W-O-O-D.
R-E-N-E-W-O-O-D. Okay. Do you have her date of birth?
No, I don't.
And do you know what town she lives in?
I know she lives in Dalloway.
What town, ma'am?
Sharon Hill. Darby, I think. I'm not even sure, but she lives around.
So you're not sure then?
I'm not sure.
And so you can't go to the patient's home because you have no money?
Well, I'm thinking about it. So if you guys give me a call back, then I will let you guys know what was the outcome, because I don't know what I'm thinking right now. I'm just calling you guys, calling who I need to call, because I feel like I don't know what's going on. My man is supposed to be there, so I don't know. I just don't know. And you say
thank
I
you
should
for
wait,
calling.
So I'm just waiting.
I didn't tell you to wait, ma'am. I said they'll give you a call back. I never told you to wait.
Okay, then we
can make
a call,
and
I don't know what the call.
Okay, no.
Okay, I don't know what
recorded.
The call's gonna be. Okay, I don't know what the call's gonna be, so I'm just waiting, and probably they will call me as soon as I expect it. Then I will let them know what I'm
doing. Okay, thank you for calling. Have a good day.